often wondered over the years how football would change if kickers could fairly consistently hit field goals from 70 yards away. That once you get to midfield, you're within field goal range. That's something that 20 years ago would have seemed completely far-fetched. Even 10 years ago, probably pretty far-fetched. Nowadays, in this new generation of kickers, it's realistic that in the next few years, we could see someone hit from 70, and that a few years beyond that, we could see a bunch of kickers hit from 70. We're moving in that direction. Maybe there is some limit, there always is, but we don't know yet what it is. And that makes things intriguing from a fantasy perspective, and I don't just mean fantasy kickers, it has an impact on the rest of the fantasy universe. I did away with kickers in the Premier Fantasy Football League last year. Gave in to enough pushback from folks that I agreed that there is a certain randomness to kickers. I didn't agree entirely, and I've done research showing the impact that kickers on high offense functioning teams do compared to kickers on in low offensive output teams, essentially. It's intuitive that we would think that, but it actually plays out year after year after year with pretty good consistency. And so it's not random that certain kickers do better. You go with accuracy. Sometimes you go with dome or warm weather just to play it safe, and you go with great offenses. And if you just follow those rules, you generally get a good kicker. What Brandon Aubrey did last night really epitomizes the changing landscape of the fantasy universe as it relates to the impact of kickers on the game. It's a 55-yarder, a 57-yarder, and a 63-yarder. 20, 30 years ago, you could take your pick somewhere in there, maybe even more recently, those would have all been punts on a bunch of teams. Now, a bunch of punts changes the entire game. Lions have worse field position, probably, in those drives that ensue, which may mean tougher for them to score because they have to go longer distance, presumably get, in some cases, more first downs or just more big plays. The Cowboys would have been further behind, at least with lower points, if the Lions had been able to march downfield, taken off more of the clock. So one way or the other, it's going to have an impact. Either it means the other team, in this case, the Lions, have a tougher time scoring, or it means that they have an easier time scoring and they work the clock really well, and the Cowboys have maybe one less possession than they would have had with those field goals. Then you factor in just negative versus positive game script. You take 9 points off the board, those three deep field goals, and what happens late third, early fourth quarter? Do the Lions start to milk the clock and go more to the run than they did last night? Do the Cowboys go into desperation mode earlier because they're down more? There's no way to say this is exactly what the result is, but I will say it's pretty clear that these deep field goals do have an impact, and it depends on the game. It depends on the situation. And we have to understand that if kickers are kicking longer and longer and longer, then at some point, we could see drives cut short, let's say on 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2 from midfield, maybe instead of going for it, where you might have a 50% chance of making it, maybe they send out their star kicker, who has a 65% chance of getting 3 points instead of just the first down. I've talked before, written on the blog before about what happens when you have an offense where the quarterback is really good at getting first downs on 4th-and-1. And not just the quarterback, but it could be a sneak, it could be a tush push with Jalen Hurts, it could be a great running back, whatever it is, that you're taking away chances for kickers to kick those field goals because the offense is so good at converting on 4th-and-short. And by extension, you get more opportunities for that quarterback and or the running backs, and or the wide receivers, and or the tight end, to get in the end zone and get more points. That taking the field goal reduces the ceiling of the offensive players on the same team as that kicker. Kind of goes without saying. So we have to understand kind of the full range of impact. And the full range of impact is, as kickers continue to kick farther and farther and farther, there will be adjustments that we need to make. I'm not yet sure exactly what those adjustments are going to be. I've presented a bunch of scenarios right now in a few minutes of what some of those permutations are. But I do know this, there is a disproportionate impact of kickers on the game the farther away they can kick with accuracy. And if you just go out on a limb and say someday there will be a kicker who can kick 50% from 75 yards, and suddenly you're looking at, you get to your own 42, 43 yard line and setting up for a field goal, you can't say that isn't going to have some dramatic impact on fantasy scoring. And it could be really rough for fantasy managers to deal with that. For now, we're not quite there, but we are moving closer in that direction. At some point, maybe I'll do some research on teams with better long-distance kickers and what impact that has on first downs and offense, stuff like that. Certainly, Brandon Aubrey is not affecting the Cowboys' offense from what we can tell. At the same time, you never know, because in three cases last night, if they had punted it away, well, they lose those points. But if in one of those cases they've gone for it and converted, you might have seen an extra few fantasy points from a few of their players, and maybe a lot more fantasy points if they scored. That's what deep field goal prowess, does to an offense, and that's how it could have an impact on fantasy. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. We'll see you tomorrow.